Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, when we start the next segment, I'll get to a clip of Obama talking about what a great recipe for success Libya is, this man of peace. The sickeningness of this and what modern warfare really is. It's an attack on humanity. It's a crime against humanity. And it's run by a global elite that have taught us to take great offense if somebody looks at us wrong, because we're Westerners, we're Americans, we're the good guys. But then if our tax money goes to fund this pure evil and our soldiers go and do all of this and just indiscriminately slaughter in Iraq over 1 million people and now in Libya, that it's honorable. No, it is total dishonor. And it is unmitigated curses you're bringing upon us. I've studied history. I've studied the world. I've studied the truths, the basic elements of life on this planet. And let me tell you something. It's not just spiritually. What comes around goes around. It's physically what comes around goes around. Obviously, if we've got a crazy government that'll go around and kill over 1 million innocent Iraqis and call it peace and lie about WMDs and put Al-Qaeda in Libya and slaughter 40, 50,000 people and just mow little kids and women down, some of them hacked up with machetes, and the UN's doing that in other countries, obviously, then, the sky is the limit. We're not safe. What did Ron Paul say in the debates a month ago or so when they were making fun of him for not wanting the government to be able to kill U.S. citizens without trial, without indictment, just, oh, because they're supposedly Al-Qaeda? That's setting a precedent. And remember, behind the scenes, it's all for veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. Ron Paul looked at the media, people asking questions. He said, you could be next. You're in danger. Don't you under... Ron Paul is a wise man. A wise man. What's a wise man? But you know, what was common sense 100 years ago, 200 years ago in the Western world, or anywhere else for that matter, what were basic universal rules of chivalry and common sense? If you're going to have a war, it's between the men. Keep the women and children out of this. Because people've seen the horror of children targeted. But see, that's a tool of the New World Order. Surrender or we kill your kids. And there have been a few armies that have done that. Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun, the Romans during their decline, the Israelites, the Aztecs. The Aztecs took you and your whole family prisoner for sacrifice. So we are really going back to the Stone Age here. And men think it's manly. I've seen people say, I don't care how many kids we kill. Yeah, yeah. I'll guarantee you most of those effeminate men who think that it's tough and warlike to be into that, I'll guarantee you that if they were there and actually saw a child have their brains blown out, let's say a three-year-old, that it would screw them up for life and should. These are weak people. It's weak when you don't have empathy for others. It's weak when you don't study history and aren't informed. It's pathetic. You are psychic, spiritual, physical slaves, and the New World Order has taken its time diseasing America because we were enemies of the globalists. We were enemies of this system, and so it took us over to use us to take over the planet. Then we get the blame, and then we are completely destroyed. So, the New World Order hates you a lot more than they hate those Libyan children. And remember why your life is about to get so much worse. Because we are to be judged. Justice is right.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. WaterWebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to WaterWebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, I'm going to do my best to really speak to the state of our country, the Western world, the greater planet, and the peoples that live upon it. I told you in the last hour I saw a video yesterday, one of many I've seen over the years, in the hometown of Gaddafi from the bombardment, one of countless videos out there, with what looks like about a three-year-old child with the lower mandible or the lower jaw completely blown off, torn down to their neck, with the little tongue hanging out, flopping around, and the horrible, bloody scream coming out of the hole in their throat. My father worked at MD Anderson Cancer Research Institute in high school and in college some, part of an advanced student training program. And he said the most spooky thing he ever saw was the people who wore drapes over their faces that were there that just had the upper mandible. He said that's the spookiest thing he's ever seen in his life. And I see all these even older women. Saw like a 70-year-old lady. She looked like she's about 70 with a handbag the other day with skulls all over it. A lot of times folks like skulls missing a lower mandible. I mean, you're going to be dead for trillions of years. Why do you, are you so quick to get in the grave? It's because they've been mind-washed in death and violence on television so much people can't differentiate the real thing from fiction. And that's been done scientifically. Edward Bernays, 80-plus years ago, wrote about this process of desensitization. So that when your neighbor's being drug off, to a FEMA camp, or they shoot some veteran at an Occupy Wall Street and he's in critical condition for no reason in the head with a rubber bullet at close range, knowing full well it would do that. You're like, ah, so what? So that when you're being torn limb from limb, when you're having your pension fund taken, when you're being abused, nobody's going to care about you either. The Romans were masters at that during their decline. They would have the big gladiatorial forum. It started out as secret rituals hundreds of years before. When really powerful Romans died, they would have a few slaves fight to the death at the burial and then bury them with generally a military leader. It was a human sacrifice ritual. And then it turned into more wealthy people putting on private parties of killings. But then the Romans wrote handbooks on the big giant colosseums and taxes that were paid to fund the gladiatorial schools all over that area of the world, the known world at the time, to have daily games. They even extincted a lot of the lions that lived in that area and tigers, and shipping in elephants for these complex games, and flooding the Colosseum for ship battles. Sometimes in a day, hundreds and hundreds would die. Very similar to the Aztecs in their ritual sacrifice with groups they'd captured and dominated, but sometimes their own people as well. So civilization, those that are civilized recognize that this is bad and that you want to stay away from that because society degenerates. But once you let psychopaths get in control, they then want to train the general public to be psychopaths and to enjoy death. That's why Homeland Security admittedly had grants for Kiefer Sutherland's 24 and gave it awards on C-SPAN. Because by the end of the series, he would torture someone's small child in front of them to get answers. Because the end justified the means. So this is how they get weak-minded people who are twisted, but so weak-minded they think they're good. Kind of lower-level evil people. That's how the real hardcore psychopaths and the masochistic psychopaths create a different structure of servants under them, is that they bathe us in torture is good, secret arrest is good, violence is good, dehumanize your women, dehumanize your boys, put your seven-year-old daughter in a hooker outfit and let her go to school. All of this is scientifically done so that we will be weak and easily controlled. And when you get a sick priest class in charge throughout society, that's what the globalists call it, the ruling manipulative priest class, they always manifest the same thing. Public human sacrifice, war, death, disease, pain, degeneration, and final collapse. But the New World Order has said their party will go on forever because they're going to use technology to prop it up so that improvement in their world will be trampling on people, society running down, always dumber, less language, more brutish, more ugly. And they write love letters in their philosophies that we've quoted here about how wonderful it is. And Stalin wrote about it. Lenin wrote about it. Now, they've got top transhumanists now that we've read their quotes about how we're going to go on willing. We may just destroy the earth because it'd be the most powerful thing ever done and kill ourselves. That's like Nero, total demonic spoiled brat, you know, finally committing suicide after he'd burned Rome for fun. I mean, you must know your enemy to understand them. You must know your enemy to be able to confront them. You must know your enemy if you have any hope of ever defeating these people. And what a truly sick joke to have Barack Obama sold as a man of peace, and they're launching total war all over the world. The UN went into Ivory Coast, killed tens of thousands with the rebels, admittedly hacking up men, women, and children to take over the government. Didn't even call him a tyrant, just did it a few months ago. Gaddafi, not perfect, but building up Libya, building up the rest of Africa. There's no humanitarian thing going on. There's Western-backed Al-Qaeda rebels attacking. They call them peace activists. There's a six-month bombardment that is not a war, that would last days, not weeks. And then you learn there's 40,000 to 50,000 innocents killed, and even mainstream media admits as a footnote Oh, yeah, the Al-Qaeda rebels out of Saudi Arabia and other places, they don't like black folks. There's been a big history of racism out of some of those countries on record. And you know, they ran the slave trade even before folks in Europe picked it up. And they are going around hacking up blacks, including men, women, and children, systematically, because in the southern area, blacks are the majority and seen as pro-Qaddafi. And there's mass graves everywhere of hacked up kids. But see, none of that matters, because we're the good guys. And so if Al-Qaeda works for us, that is the people that run our country, but we see it as us. Notice we say, well, America's not, you know, perfect, but, you know, we're the best there is. But is this America that's taken over our system? No, it's not. And so now Al-Qaeda is good, but you get the internal police documents. They're being trained. Returning veterans are enemies. Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. They're trying to take on people that don't like the Federal Reserve while the government works with Al-Qaeda. Now, I'm going to play this clip, and it's introduced with Obama on Jay Leno saying that Libya is a recipe for success. And this is the globalist recipe. They go have a rebel group start attacking. Then the media demonizes the country that's being attacked by the Ponzi secret army rebel force. And then when that collapses, there's a humanitarian disaster, Syria, wherever, we've got to go in. And then they just level the whole place and then call it a great success with smart bombs, and the entire Air Force is moving towards a conversion where they're even got the regular technicians now training to drive drones, and they're saying they're going to use them against Americans here. And they say, we'll kill 200 people to kill one bad guy, because they say it's a bad guy. But if a suicide bomber blew up something to kill, quote, one bad guy in their perspective and kill 200 people, it'd be called the ultimate crime ever. See, this is the mind control that's going on. So here is the clip, and then it segues into a child with their lower mandible and throat blown out, screaming in pain with their little hands up saying, why? You can see it in their eyes, and then collapsing back. Just in total panic with their little sister laying next to them with part of their leg blown off. This is what America does. This is what we've become. We just write off a million plus dead Iraqis. Here's that clip.
I think it's obviously sends a strong message around the world to dictators that people long to be free, and they need to respect the human rights and the universal aspirations of people. We introduced the resolution in the United Nations that allowed us to protect civilians in Libya when Gaddafi was threatening to slaughter them. It was our folks in NATO who were helping to coordinate the NATO operation there. And the difference here is we were able to organize the international community. We were able to get the UN mandate for the operation. We were able to get Arab countries involved. And so there was never this sense that somehow we were unilaterally making a decision to take out somebody. Rather, it was the world community. And that's part of the reason why this whole thing only cost us $1 billion, right, as opposed to $1 trillion. Not a single U.S. troop was on the ground. Not a single U.S. Troop was killed or injured. And that, I think, is a recipe for success in the future.
I am both surprised and deeply humbled by the decision of the Nobel Committee. The Nobel Peace Prize has not just been used to honor specific achievement, it's also been used as a means to give momentum to a set of causes. And that is why I will accept this award as a call to action, a call for all nations to confront the common challenges of the 21st century.
Now, I want you to look at that, and I want that to burn in real good. And I want you to make a spiritual decision. Just go, your gut, your instincts, of all the knowledge you know, added to your gut. Is that what you want to sign on to? Because when you are pro-war, that's what you're signing on to. Pro-offensive war. That's what offensive war is. They say that's a no-fly zone. That's not war. And Obama said, hey, I don't care what Congress says. I have the UN saying I can do this. I'm the Peace Prize winner. And remember, and I'm going to do a report on this tonight. I'm going to show you CBS, NBC newscasts from the late 60s in Vietnam with stuff just like that, little girls hit by napalm and stuff, that they put on the 6 o'clock news. But today they won't show you that. Remember when Bush, quote, banned people seeing flag draped coffins? You're not supposed to see the byproduct of it. They're supposed to just, you know, go die, go be put in a hole, or go be legless for the rest of their life, and you're not supposed to see the dead troops. Think of the level of censorship and mind control that is. And no matter how many times they upload these videos at YouTube, they're taken down and the channels are suspended. So I've made the decision that I'm going to put a compilation together of mainstream broadcast TV from the 60s and 70s showing stuff just as violent as that, that was put on during the family hour, and then put that behind it and ask, what's changed? You can see any kind of violence, sex, 100 times what they allowed in the 60s, but you can't show something real. See, in the 60s, you couldn't show blood drip out of the mouth on Gunsmoke. But you could show a child hit by napalm with their skin burned off, because that was news and reality, and you had a right to know to make decisions. And even though our press was controlled to some extent, they were so freaked out by what they were seeing, the decision was made to put it on air, and it ended that war. But now in America, the whole world, by the way, gets to see this but us. So I tell you, you need to get your whole family and get this clip and put it on disc and send it out to everyone you know. They don't want this seen on YouTube. The federal government's ordered this taken down. That's on record now. They're constantly ordering battlefield footage taken down. Footage inside the hospitals. The fruits of this taken down. We should start a movement to put all this stuff on disc, or at a download point for you to download it and put it on disc, and start a campaign to mail it to the troops, to mail it to the churches, to mail it to the charities, to mail it to Congress. Congress should be knee-deep in those. 10 million disc of that should go and say, you watch this. You watch this. You look at it. This is what you like to strut around and think is tough and manly. Look at it. Look at it. Look at a little kid begging. Why? Why? With the whole bottom of their face blown off. And all the other kids dead with their faces blown off. I mean, I see all this sick getting off on the news. Our smart bombs. Ooh, people didn't like the drones in the 80s, but boy, don't they work great. Oh, why not just release some bioweapon that kills everybody if it works great? And you guys are talking about parking lot this, parking lot that, but you don't know anything about world history, have no idea about the basic facts. But you swell up and say, suicide bombers, those horrible people blowing themselves up, they strap bombs on kids. Because they're so desperate watching their kids be bombed from the air, they say, okay, we'll just send our kids in if that's what you want, because they're already going to be dead anyways. And I'm not saying that's good either. That's a desperate sickness in the response to decades of this sickness as all of humanity sucks each other down. If this evil's going on now, what's coming next month? What's coming next year? What's coming in 10 years, the way the world's going? Who can deny the world's going in a way of pure wickedness? I've got more points I want to make on this, but I want to show you a clip from March of 09, 2.5 years ago. The Obama deception, released March 13th. I want to show you a clip of this now, where we told you they were going to invade Libya and Africa with AFRICOM, and we told you they had a black face on it to do it. What did Louis Farrakhan call him? That dear, sweet, beautiful brother, Barack
Hussein Obama. He is a beautiful man.
Really? Well, but now I guess he's telling the truth. He's saying, that murder in the White House. Let's go ahead and go to this Obama deception clip where we told you so again. Here it is.
Number five, they plan to further federalize health care so that the government can dictate what kind of care citizens receive. Modeled after the British system, this includes rationing care and restricting what procedures the handicapped and elderly are eligible for. Number six, Obama is already pushing to expand the Department of Defense budget and to station more U.S. troops overseas to encircle Russia, China, Iran, as well as setting up bases in Africa under the pretext of humanitarian aid, and dominate and occupy Africa through AFRICOM.
So we're taking your phone call, seeing what you think of Barack H. Obama. Is he a Judas goat? Is he a front man? Is he a betrayer? Let's go to Anthony in Georgia. Anthony, what's your take on Barack Obama?
They put the face of Barack Obama as part of their public relations because it's like the old folk tales about vampires. A vampire cannot force his way into somebody's house. It's against some kind of metaphysical law. So the vampire has to persuade the resident of the household to open the door and invite him in. So they're going to look at the peephole at Barack Obama, which looks like them and appears to be on their side. They're going to say, okay, here's my ally. Let me open the door and let me let this person in. And then Barack Obama is just, of course, a front man for the American empire, where he's going to have the entire U.S. Navy, the entire U.S. Army, and the entire U.S. Marines under AFRICOM command. And, of course, he's going to turn it into a new Iraq, and he's going to turn it into a new Afghanistan. Everything, every operation that you see going on in Iraq and Afghanistan is going to propagate to the four countries of Africa. And
I agree with you. They're looking to the people. They see a handsome, smiling African face. You know, he's all, hey, I'm from Kenya. And then it's a total bait and switch. But it's the same thing here in the United States where they would get sellout Native American chiefs to sell out their people. This is the oldest trick in the book. And he can also pacify the most downtrodden minority groups in the United States. And he's saying, hey, get ready for sacrifice. Get ready to lose your standard of living. They're like, yay, I love Obama. They could never get away with this with a John McCain.
Obama basically does a couple of things. One is, again, this idea, kick the Chinese out of Africa. Kick them out of Sudan where they get oil. Kick them out of Zimbabwe where they get raw materials. Start a civil war in Congo, another big source of raw materials. Al-Qaeda, an arm of the U.S. intelligence community, is now active in Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco. You've got a destabilization going on in Kenya around Odinga. That's Obama's cousin. This is a guy who has two children. They're Obama's niece and, nephew in a broad sense. And one of them is named Raul, and the other one is named Winnie, after Winnie Mandela, who did the necklacing and political assassinations in South Africa. So this Odinga is essentially a CIA destabilizing operation in Kenya, and he's got a Odinga Islamic alliance to crush the Christians in Kenya. But this also reaches into Ethiopia, it reaches into Uganda, Congo, Tanzania, and a whole bunch of other countries in that region. So all of Africa is a battlefield in flames between the U.S. and the Chinese, with Obama leading the charge to kick the Chinese out for geopolitical reasons.
Number seven, radically expand federal control over family farms and ranches.
And there's another part of the film where we actually show the troops invading, and we show them first starting in Libya. That's where I believe, when I told the guy to make the map, the invasion would actually begin, because I looked at the airfields and water supplies, and you can actually, that's what I was able to find real quick during a break from Obama deception. There's another part where we show the map and where I show them invading in Libya and spreading down, just because I did a military analysis of it. All right, now, again, this is our military. No, we pay for it. The globalists then get the resources. And we need to face what these wars are really doing. We're going to open the phones up and get into a bunch of news straight ahead. 800-259-9231. Open phones on this Friday. Stay with us. 800-259-9231. What's your take on what I just got?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Okay, my friends, we are here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., then back weeknight, 7 p.m. I will be live this Sunday, 4 to 6. I've been out of town the last few weeks. They've been amazing. Not even really best ofs, because a lot of what we air now when I'm out of town on Sundays, because I am working 7 days a week, I promise to cut back. I've only increased. But time's short. The enemy knows that. They're moving fast. A lot of times on the Sunday show, we air highlights of the week's TV show. And it really sounds great because I'll be on the road or whatever listening to it on the free iPhone app. And to hear all these great reports that Darren McGreen's done and Rob Jacobson and Aaron Dykes and myself and the rest of the crew, John Bowne, all of it is just, and Marcos and everybody, just an amazing job that our team's doing. And, you know, the problem every night when I get in there, it's like, my gosh, you guys have got 2 hours of stuff. I mean, because they've got a hunger. They know what's going on. Let me tell you, tonight, I'm giving YouTube fair warning here right now, and then I'm going to get into the news and your calls. I'm giving YouTube fair warning. They advertise as this open commons, and your First Amendment's going to be honored, and you bring your media content here, and you get us views, and you get us advertising money. And we're going to honor your First Amendment as long as you follow these rules. As long as you follow this set of rules, you are going to be left alone. Now, that's false advertising. That's false advertising. You're bringing them a value, a commodity. People are saying, well, this is a private corporation. They can do whatever they want. Not when you sign a contract with them, not when you're giving them the content. We have this idea that we have no value and we're scum and this is just the way it is. And then YouTube admits, their parent company, Google, that the federal government tells them to take down videos that are, quote, critical of the government. The federal government, the police, this is all in the news. And now they have censorship bill to shut down any website the government wants for any reason. No due process, just like no fly list, no due process, or no gun buy list they're now announcing, or warrantless checkpoints all over the country. Our country is full of good people still. Average folks, salt of the earth, but they're like children. They don't understand history. They don't have the facts. They're into all these petty, little, silly issues. People have their priorities screwed up. You know, every week or so, my wife and I sit down, we have a meeting about what we're doing in our lives with children. And a lot of times it'll get all scatterbrained, and I just say, listen, let's just make a priority list here because I'm scatterbrained, you know, have a lot going on in my mind. My wife is to a certain extent. All busy people are. I'm like, let's first decide our priorities. And that's what we all have to do as a society. And let me tell you what my number one priority is. My number one priority is protecting innocence. That's what any man's priority is. To be a man is to want to protect people and is to want to have a stable, honorable society. That's it. That's what it's about. Not how tough you are or how many things you own or how many trophy wives you've had. That is not what it's about. Being a man is about building a strong society and uplifting the weak. And does that mean I'm a great man? No. But I do know at least what it is to be a man. I know what my goal is. I want to be as good as my ancestors were. You know, I've talked about my dream is that humanity survives. And that 1,000 years from now, whatever our species has become, they look back and use what I've done and what others have done just as an example of the courage they'll need in their day. And it's not that I will be known in the future. That's not, it's to communicate with people in the future. That's an essential human trait. To commune through the species we live on. There's no debate about that. And I don't care about myself. I had a talk with my wife this morning. I said, I'm going to turn the heat up and really tell people what I think. And I'm going to stop subconsciously being afraid. And I'm going to be the leader I'm meant to be. And I've asked God to give me guidance. But I said, it may destroy our family. Are you ready for this? Are you commit the entire family to this? Which it's already committed. But I wanted to recommit. And she looked at me and she said, yes. Yes. And it is that willful decision, all in, all of it. It's all in. John Hancock, biggest signature at the top. Bam, John Hancock signing his death sentence if they didn't win. That's what it takes to win. That's what it takes to defeat tyrants. The globalists are all in. They're not going to give us quarter. It's not special. It's not great to be all in against them. It's real. The only choice you've got is to be all in. We're not talking about being domesticated by the globalist. We're not talking about being their slaves, which is a fate worse than death. They don't even want us as slaves. They want us out of the way. Life has always been cheap, ladies and gentlemen. But now it's seen as a negative thing, like garbage that needs to be taken away. Well, I'm not garbage, and those little children, millions of them the globalists have killed, you know, we see a child killed with their bottom of their face blown off, dying with the blood spilling out, with their tongue flapping around, and their little eyes just in absolute terror, and it tears our guts out. But imagine the children that die slowly from the degenerative bio and chemical weapons added to the food, the water, the vaccines. Or imagine the 15 million children conservatively a year that die of starvation. Another 30 million children from malnutrition. By the way, it was 15 million a decade ago. I look at the numbers. You know, on average, it's up to 20 million a year now from straight up starvation. You know why? Because of biofuels in the last 5-6 years. Biofuels, the corn, is being turned into ethanol for environmental reasons. Everything that's done environmentally is not to help the planet that, by the way, is getting screwed up with genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, other things. It's done to cut off resources, to cut off fuel, cut off carbon dioxide, cut off things like that. Well, I want it said here. I repent for all of my crimes against humanity, and they are small compared to these great evils, but it's a stairway that leads to the same place. Then I'm going to go to Nick listening on 1600 AM WMQM. I'm going to go to Ronnie, and I'm going to go to Steve and Craig and CJ and others that are holding. But I am going to repent for my flesh. And I'm going to ask God to give me the strength, because Lord knows I'm fallen, to please give me the strength to do an even better job and to be more eloquent and to reach out to people. I am tired and I have trouble putting all this information together, but just please help me. Please help me and please help others, because we've got to save the little people. Christ said it was better to tie a millstone around your neck and throw it to the deepest ocean than to hurt one of these. And by my lack of action, I am a party to this. We are all a party to the killing of the innocent. We are all a party to the poisoning of our planet and ourselves. And we must repent before God. We must repent, even if you don't believe in God. For God's sakes, repent. Repent to the universe. Repent to your ancestors. Repent to something. Recognize the wrong. Recognize it and ask a higher power to direct you, because that's the only strength we've got left. Everything in this new world order is so you don't recognize pain, so you don't recognize evil and corruption, so that it can grow. There's a whole universe of lies and distractions and diversions to keep you from actually being awake and on this journey, this test that is life. And for every wicked action, there is a good reaction, the opposite reaction. We are going to see feats of evil and wickedness the world has never seen, but we're going to see feats of strength and honor and goodness and sacrifice that the world has never seen. Everyone can feel it. We are crossing the bridge into Hades right now. This world is going to enter a time the likes of which this planet has never seen. And this is only the beginning. I have chosen the side I am on. I have 100% committed my name, my soul, my children, my treasure, my blood to resistance to this planetary vampiric spirit. And I ask God, because only God has the power, to remove the enemy's tentacles completely from me so that I can truly stand with others against the enemy. I am weak, God, and I need the strength. I can't do it. And God will answer this prayer. And God will answer your prayer. But you must know there's a consequence. There is a price. And that price is a blessing. But it will not be light. It will sit heavy. But not as heavy, and it will sit in a different way than evil. You know, that's what it really comes down to. I come in here with all this temporal news, and I can't even look at it anymore. Because at the root of it, it's about our souls. At the root of it, it's about who we are. At the root of it, it's about this journey. At the root of it, it's about the trance the public's in. I mean, look at this good news. There's good, bad news, hundreds of articles. Ron Paul does not rule out third-party run. That is super good news. I knew that's the common sense move because he's at the end of his career. And I understand that they're building a third-party movement out there. But Ron Paul should run as a third party if he doesn't get the nomination, which he's close to getting, because then he'll still be able to inject real issues on a platform that he'll never. The sun may burn into a cinder before we ever come this way again. So he needs to ride that pony. Ride that horse. You got that? Boehner won't rule out balanced budget amendment that permits unlimited federal spending, a balanced budget that it allows unlimited spending. That's kind of funny. Yes, we have a limit on things. It's unlimited. And we got some of that news. We got world news. We've got the banker takeover news. We've got more checkpoints around the country, warrantless. They're openly hyping up a new war in Syria. Globalists are going to go in and just level the place, killing untold innocents. But so what? Hell, we'll just watch Dancing with Stars and football and feel good. And ha ha, yell, look, you see, wow, I love watching the news. You see all them mushroom clouds blowing up stuff, all those burning buildings. Yeah, we're showing that Assad. Yeah. Hey, did you hear they're using Al-Qaeda? Well, Al-Qaeda ain't that bad. Yeah, parking lot them all, you know, in my opinion. I just follow orders, you know how it is. Man, you think you're safe? You think if the New World Order doesn't care about all these people they're killing? They don't just not care about them. They do care about them. They care about killing them slowly and painfully. And I thought about that. I thought about these children. You know, they're dying in, an hour or two, flopping around with their lower jaw and face blown off with their tongue hanging out, just in total panic. A kid who hours before is on the ground playing with little toys, sweet and innocent and good. I also see this culture in TV demonizing children, attacking children, saying children are bad and horrible. Children are bad and horrible once you send them to a government training camp and they're around other kids and learn all this TV brainwashing. I've been around third world kids that don't watch TV, and you know what? They don't act like American demons. They got to be raised up as demons so they can serve in Satan's force. Of course, Americans will serve the devil and bow down no matter what the system says because this is a godly force. They'll pray to Jesus while they serve the devil. You know, the devil's chariot, his war wagon, is pulled by Christians. That's the biggest joke, isn't it? That's one of the devil's biggest tricks. The closer you get to the meaning, the sooner you know that you're dreaming. 99.9% of the public is in a dream-like trance. Even those of us that are awake are only conscious for glimmering moments. As the universe opens up to us and our feeble human minds cannot even analyze what we're seeing. But the Illuminati, they have seen and chosen darkness. But they've only seen through dark glasses, through diseased glasses. They haven't truly seen. They've seen through a veil. They believe, like a man in the desert, that they found an oasis. But really, it's a sand-washed gully full of bones where they will collapse into the dust of the universe and be forgotten because they were not of the flowing waters of life. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Tennessee, listening on 1600 AM WMQM. Welcome, Nick. Thank you for holding.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. I want to thank you for everything you do, and God bless you, and I have lots of love and respect for you. I want to know your thoughts about the prison industry, because I feel like, I was dumbed down in my school, and I feel like when children get out of the schools and they get out into the real world, we don't know half of the laws that are even written down, and then when we end up breaking a law, we find ourselves in their prisons and stuff, and I feel like...
It's all selectively enforced to begin with. Most of the stuff isn't even constitutional, and it's all just a bunch of criminal juries.
Yeah, because I feel like they're seriously dumbing down people to where they have a life of crime, and they don't even know how they ended up in the prison, do you see?
No, that's what it is. They send you to prison for something that shouldn't even be illegal, but you get out in 5 years as a criminal, because if you don't join a gang and you don't learn the criminal trade, they're gonna kill you. And so you get out, and now that's your bit. You can't get a regular job, so you're part of that criminal organization. And then you learn to pay your police cut. It's all set up with precision. It's all run perfectly.
Non-violent.
You know who's running it? The guy with big horns. No. God of this world.
In jail, really, you say.
Did you want to add anything else, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll stay there. I'll come back to you briefly. Then we'll get to Stephen in Mississippi and others. Craig in Canada's, CJ in Michigan, Ronnie, others. Stay with us.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Okay, let's go back to Nick in Tennessee. Nick, welcome back. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, you know, when judges say ignorance of the law is not an excuse and not admissible in court, well, I think for a lot of people coming out of these dumb public schools, well, it really is ignorance of the law is an excuse for a lot of
people. Yeah, but that comes from English common law when there are only about 20 laws.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, so, I mean, now there's literally millions of them, and most of them aren't even laws. It's just made-up code, and the police and everybody just do whatever they want. So, look, 98% of people are federally convicted. That right there, totally fake. And I've told cops that, they go, I'm glad we're getting the bad guys. Oh, you think 98% of people are guilty? This is what they're doing. I mean, this is a joke, sir. What was your other point?
So why is this so? What do you think about nonviolent criminals having to go to prisons? I don't believe in nonviolent people having to go to prison.
Sir, what they do is they put nonviolent marijuana users and people in prisons, openly owned and run by megabanks. The prisons are subsidiaries that actually bring the drugs in. That's on record. This is slavery. Before, they would just go conk somebody on the head in Europe, Africa, wherever. Pre-transatlantic slave trade, you know, whites were slaves in most areas of Europe as well. And they would conk you on the head and drag you off. Now they just make a drug illegal, ship it in, and then when you use it, they put you in their slave plantation working for 25 cents an hour. Slavery never ended. I mean, that's all they do. That's how they took down China. Study the opium wars, China. This is all mainline history. This is taught in high school. You know, it's just a page or so, but they admit that the West imported opium into the country, and China made it illegal and had the opposite effect. It allowed the British and others to totally corrupt the society, and they said, let's do this in America. And they said, all right. It's illegal, so they keep the price up. That's number one. Then number two, why not put not just our competition in jail, but people that use it? And they had a big high five and said, let cops, by the way, just take cash. No drugs needed. Okay. All right. Tell the cops down to run warrantless checkpoints. They're crooks like us. They'll do it. Okay. Now they do it. That's how your society becomes Nazi Germany. I appreciate your call. By the way, I have been so focused on the news and where our society's going right now and the craziness that I haven't been plugging sponsors. I haven't been plugging the money bomb. NPR has donations that go on for like month-long drives twice a year. Once a year for about a week, we promote the Money Bomb. It's coming up next Thursday. I'll broadcast 24 hours. And it'll allow us to hire a few more news crew people, some expensive equipment we need, and a few other things like that. We're trying to raise $500,000. Sounds like a lot. Anybody running a news operation knows that's nothing. But it's something for us, and it'll all go 100% of the Money Bomb directly to fighting the tyranny. And so it is imperative that folks go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and spread the word about it. And we start donating if you'd like to so we can reach our goal. We always start early so we can try to reach it. We have a lot of surprises coming up on Thursday. I'll just leave it at that. You can also become a PrisonPlanet.tv member if you want to support what we're doing and download all the great news shows and films and get them out to people. Or you can buy online videos and books and T-shirts and things. All the orders get citizen rule books and InfoWars.com and in the Fed bumper stickers on them. We got InfoWars.com ballpoint pens. We got new, the best gravity fed filters. Can't even talk. Gravity fed filters I have found anywhere. We're now selling the ProPure at InfoWars.com. Discounted in your purchase, supports this broadcast, and makes it all possible. So stay with us. More calls straight ahead. We'll get into the economy and a lot more. Bob Chapman's coming up a little bit later in the next hour. And by the way, we're Drudge Report linked right now. The TSA has fired the agent that made sexual comments.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.